Paul Kelleher, we're here in Neptune, the prep in full swing for the Cup weekend next weekend.
Yeah, you know, we've come off a busy two, three weeks since the semi-final. We've played six local league games. We've played championship finals. We've played two national league games. Played extraordinarily well in against Dublin Lions last weekend. Played really maturely against Killorglin. And then the under-18s, 20s have been tipping away. Championship finals, local league and league games as well. So we've been fairly helter-skelter. We've had to taper some guys. We've had to watch the schools games for a lot of guys. Sean Jenkins, Adam Drummond, David Murray, Liam in particular. You know, there. So a lot of our guys have still played the bones of 5 to 8 games in between semi-finals. So it hasn't been ideal. The week leading up to the Cup, we've had to taper guys off. We've given some guys off one night, some even two nights, just to make sure that we're hitting the ground running, because you know, I noticed especially some of our younger guys who've played on all three teams, eyes were hanging over their heads in between the semis. So we've really had to kind of monitor it and not push them too much. I think we've done okay with that. Hasn't been ideal, but I think we'll see the benefit in terms of the energy at the weekend.
And whatever about psychologically and that busy schedule, what about physically? Like, have you any new injuries or anything?
No, nothing major. I mean, at this point of the season, I don't think I've ever been through a season where major guys aren't carrying knocks. They get used to it. They're, you know, their bodies, it's just a season thing. I think some of our young guys are surprised on the knocks that they have right now, especially the guys that are playing the four, like David Murray, Sean Jenkins, Adam Drummond. Liam Chandler has been tremendous the last 2 weeks, absolutely incredible. He's really finding some rhythm and he's finding some confidence. And he's been throwing down a couple of big dunks lately and blocking some 6'9 guys. So he's, you know, for an 18-year-old guy to kind of have that sort of confidence going in, has been massive for us. And he's really protected our guards, and he's learning how to do that, which is huge. So he's getting knocked and he's getting hit and he's giving as good as he's get. So we're learning how to play at the next level with some of these guys, and we still have other guys come through that could easily be contributing at a senior level. I mean, Darragh Sullivan's been really good. I mean, he was awesome in a couple of the school games I've seen. Keane Heafy's been playing really well despite having a broken nose coming off the Irish team. So you look at the names that we still haven't even got going yet, but hopefully at the weekend, you know, they'll all have a role. You know, some guys will play less for the 18s, and as they'll have a bigger role, maybe hopefully if things work out the way we plan them to be. So we've got to manage guys again over the weekend, but I thought the prep here in Neptune over the Cup semi-finals weekend was probably an indication of how we're going to do things.
Okay, so looking at the weekend, the first game is the 18s Friday night.
Correct.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, Cubs. Owen McCann's going to be a handful. Young McKay shot the ball extraordinarily well against Temple Oak. So they've got two players that are going to cause us problems. For the first time, we don't have a height matchup. So we hope that offensive rebounding won't be an issue for us. It should not be an issue for us. And if we can take care of our own glass, then I think we're pretty good in the open floor. And I think that's where we could end up winning the game there.
Okay, seniors then on Saturday evening?
Not a great matchup for us. Sligo, 5-0 team, no interior presence, shoot the ball extraordinarily well. Oisín O'Reilly, McGarrity, Caelum Noel, really good perimeter players, can put the ball on the floor, can finish the rim. Two dangerous matchups for us in Philip Hamilton and Brockman. Very assertive players, can do a bit of everything, extremely athletic, rough and ready. So they're going to be matchup problems for us in that 5-0 perimeter. So our forwards are going to have to work on what we got to do with them. But I think while they're a bad matchup for us, I think we're a bad matchup for them because of the fact that we have interior presence and they don't. So it's going to be an intriguing game. Two teams can score the hell out of the ball. So I think it's going to come down to the defensive end more than anything else. So if we can take care of the defensive end, I think we're in the show coming down the stretch.
And then the 20s on Sunday, who have you got?
Cubs again. Worst possible matchup for us. They're huge, the two McCann brothers. So it'll be a, Yeah, and I've, you know, I'm looking through the names. I've had them all in the Irish team, so I kind of know their strengths and weaknesses a bit. But to say that you can know it, it's a matter of taking it away. But when they're 6'6 and 6'7, 18, 19 years old, that's a matchup nightmare for us. So it's not the best matchup for us. But I think our guards aren't a good matchup for them either. So, yeah, I think we're looking forward to that one. But I think, you know, Cubs have been, from the outside, I think they've been the dark horse. I think everybody's had their kind of eye on them on the outside, knowing full well that they can come back on the inside. And I think that's exactly what's had to happen. And I think they're fully dangerous outfit that we need to be very much aware of. I think we're playing well. I think we had a dip. We didn't win the Under-20 Championship in Cork. And I think that's kind of reawoke something. So I think we had a great week of practice leading up to the Dublin Lions game. You know, all our three teams practiced together. And we had a great week of practice leading up to the Dublin Lions game. And then this week we've kind of been very specific on what we're trying to achieve with all teams. So yeah, I think we've had a good preparation, not ideal in terms of tapering off. Guys have missed one or two things, but you know, we've had it covered, and we've kind of known this was the way it was going to be all along. So we've been very specific on what we want to do in each practice, knowing some guys are going to be off in each one. So it's taken all our skill set to manage this, but it's been very enjoyable. Don't think our families have enjoyed it as much, but I think we very much enjoy being around. 27th of December we kicked off. I think we've only had like six days off since. So I think the week after, I think everybody's looking forward to a break, regardless of what the outcome is going to be.
But for the club to have three teams up, and like, it's brilliant to see you training together. That's one serious element of it. But for the club, massive buzz heading into the weekend.
I haven't really felt that I've been trying to take myself out of it. I think I've made those mistakes in the past. You know, I think when you become immersed in it, you kind of think of all the wrong things, and you're thinking about outcomes rather than processes. So I've tried to take myself out of it. I've let the hierarchy deal with all that sort of stuff. And there is a good buzz. They tell me there's a good buzz. But hopefully we'll enjoy that on Sunday night. Not quite just yet. So, it's been the learning of the past. Hopefully going to benefit what we've done this week. You know, how I handled myself over the course of the weekend. Didn't do a great job over the semi-finals weekend. So,
in what way?
I think I agitated myself too much. Okay. I think we knew what we wanted to achieve. I think the desire to achieve it. So I didn't really enjoy the weekend a whole lot. And I, you know, my assistants now, they know what their role is in order to make me enjoy it. So I do get caught up in the moment from time to time. So I want my players to enjoy it. I want our players to enjoy it. So if they enjoy it, then I'm going to enjoy it more. So we just have to have a better, you know, so it's one of those things. I mean, I'm still only 35 years old, still trying to figure things out. But it's been very, very enjoyable, the process so far, from semi-finals to finals. I think we're in good stead. So I think if we play to our maximum, which we didn't do at semi-finals, I think we're going to be very, very hard to beat.
Well, good luck with the rest of the prep. Thanks and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.